Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. This day and time, that's hard to find, it's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate it, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. We used to live on Instagram, worried about who all gives a damn about where we've been and where we ended up. Then I met you and you met me, and all the rest is history. An epiphany that all we need is us. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate it, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. We're just simple like a six string, the way this world was meant to be. Like laughing love, make a lot out of a little.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So summer is finally here, and there's nothing that says summer more than the great music and great food and the great outdoors, and that is Summerfest. Just a little north of Chicago in Milwaukee, it's the largest, world's largest music festival, and will be entertaining nearly a million people on 11 stages, 800 acts from June 27th through July 1st and July 3rd. Through July 9th. And joining us this morning to break it all down is Bob Babish. He's the Vice President of Entertainment for Summerfest. Thanks for joining us again, Bob.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am great. Man, I've been attending Summerfest since I was 18, so we'll say that's 30-plus years. And I got to tell you how exciting that this event has been a tradition. Really, I consider it a tradition even here in Chicago for 51 years.
Yeah, I've been lucky to be the entertainment director for 41 of those 51 years. So it is great to have watched how it has grown through the years and become more than just a local event. And we couldn't be more proud than what we have and more excited about the way this year is going to go.
Yeah, not to mention this event really does kick up the economy in Milwaukee. I mean, it's like $200 million in annual economic impact. You can't beat that.
Right, there's no doubt about that. The economic impact is incredible. Hotels are all full. The restaurants are all full. People come out and have a good time. You know, the charm of this event being 11 days long is we have the opportunity to put the best acts in the world on all of our stages, and it gives people a chance to come down at a fairly inexpensive, you know, price. The American Family Insurance Amphitheater, of course, has standard ticket prices for amphitheaters, but all the other acts on the grounds, you can get in for $21, or you can get in for half that on a weekday ticket, or you can get in for free every single day if you really put your mind to it. Food for Families Day or some kind of sponsorship day. Just look on our website and get all those. Yeah.
Now, there for folks who've never been up to Summerfest, the history and what it's all about, tell us how it all started.
Sure. There was some racial tension in Milwaukee in the 60s. And at that time, the mayor, whose name was Henry Meyer, had gone over to Germany, and he was there for Oktoberfest. And he thought to himself, look at all the people having fun together and congregating together. We've got to get something like that into Milwaukee. So what he did in 1968 was he created Summerfest in all the parks around the city. And it was truly successful. It was ethnic dance companies and ethnic music and different styles. And he had a few sponsors with the breweries in town, which were Pabst Brewery, Schlitz Brewery, and Miller.
Of course.
And it was real successful. And they said, now we have to find a permanent home. So on the downtown lakefront of Milwaukee was actually an ex-Nike missile site. And they said, why don't we do something with that? And Summerfest was created on that site. And through the years, we've been taking, we're a 501c3 non-for-profit, so all the money that comes in, we've been putting it back into the to the grounds and the buildings and created all permanent facilities. So you come down to this site, this 80-acre site on the lakefront, and you have all permanent stages from the amphitheater on one end, which is 23,000 seats, to I think our smallest stage is probably 500 or 600. But it's all permanent, all beautifully landscaped, all permanent bathrooms, and it's a great festival site, and we get a chance not only to use it during the Summerfest time period, but there's an ethnic festival every weekend during the summer or something happening here.
Sure. And, you know, it's one of those events that I can go to, much like the Wisconsin State Fair, that if you blindfolded me in the entrance, I could walk through and tell you where every stage was and everything is, because I've been going there for decades. And I saw you have a kind of a fancy new entrance now.
We have a very, very beautiful new north entrance to the grounds. You know, the standard entrance has always been the mid-gate.
Right.
And we've been trying to change it because there's been this overcrowding of people trying to come in or leave in the evening. So we've got a beautiful south gate. Now we have a really beautiful north gate. And it was put together with the help, of course, of American Family Insurance. And we also have a beautiful new stage on the grounds.
Yeah, U.S. Cellular, right?
U.S. Cellular.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's a state-of-the-art facility. They had a stage here before that only held maybe 2,000 people, but they came to the table and helped us build a beautiful facility that has room for 9 or 10,000 people, has the biggest video screens on the grounds, beautiful amenities backstage for the artist, and the people out front are going to really enjoy how it looks and how it sounds. And we're going to kick it off on Friday. We have a show with Diplo, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, you know, so there's stages all around here, and I want people to understand this. I mean, the Marcus Amphitheater has been there for a little over 30 years, and that's it holds about 23,000, 24,000 people, state-of-the-art venue, and those are ticketed separately because they're really, really, really big names. But when you talk about all the other 800 acts and all the other stages that are going to be around there, I mean, you have to understand that you're walking through this festival, and there's so many options from the type of music that you like, the era that it came from every single day.
We try to have as an eclectic as possible lineup on the Summerfest grounds. Speaking of all the other stages, we could never do it without the sponsors, of course. And we have a Miller stage and a Harley-Davidson stage and a Briggs & Stratton stage and a BMO Harris Bank. There's beautiful facilities on the grounds. And there's a national headliner on every stage every single night. And what we try to do is have all different genres on those different stages. So you can come to Summerfest, and you may want to go see Imagine Dragons in the amphitheater or James Taylor in the amphitheater or Journey Def Leppard in the amphitheater. But on the rest of the grounds, you can see national acts. You can see on any given day a country act, a hip-hop act, a hard rock act, a classic rock act, and the list goes on and on. I mean, if you'd even look at opening day where you have Imagine Dragons in the amphitheater, but you've got Jethro Tull at the BMO Harris Pavilion, and EDM, electronic dance music, with Alesso at Miller, hip-hop artist Lil Uzi Vert on Harley-Davidson, Kane Brown, the biggest new country guy, on the U.S. Cellular stage, Lucas Nelson, Willie's son, is on a stage, All-American Rejects on another stage. So we spread it out so people can just wander around and see all different styles of music. And as I said, you know, at $21 or free to get in every day, it's the best bargain people are going to find musically in the country.
It absolutely is. So let's talk a little bit day by day. That was Wednesday a little bit. What are some of the highlights for some of the other days of the week, Bob?
Well, I'll give you the amphitheater lineup right down the line, and then we'll talk about the other stages. We open, of course, like I said, with Imagine Dragons tonight, Wednesday night, the 27th. And then Thursday is James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt.
That's great.
And Friday is Halsey and Logic, couple of great new artists. It's going to be fun. A little country on the 30th with Florida Georgia Line and BB REXA. And Dave Matthews is on Sunday the 1st. Hip-hop, we're closed, of course, on the 2nd. Hip-hop with J. Cole on July 3. Journey Def Leppard July 4. Shawn Mendes on July 5. Blake Shelton and Luke Combs on the 6th. A great act The Weeknd on the 7th, and Arcade Fire on the 8th. So that's just the amphitheater. On the rest of the grounds, you'll find bands like, as I mentioned, Kane Brown or Steven Tyler from Aerosmith or Janelle Monáe or The Flaming Lips or Kesha or Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Yeah, Steven Tyler's going a little country. He's doing a little country on this thing, which is cool.
Right. Yeah. And we think it's going to be kind of fun. So he's on one of those free stages where you can come on down and see him. Yeah. So the list goes on and on. There's all different genres from the, you know, Cheap Trick to Hunter Hayes. So a little something for everybody.
Now, if you can't make it to Summerfest, you can still see some of the performances courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel Live. And you did this last year. Tell folks about that.
Yes, we established a relationship last year with Jimmy Kimmel Live to stream some of our shows on the Summerfest grounds. And he'll be taping a few of those amphitheater shows this year and showing them on a one-day delay on his website, Jimmy Kimmel Live. And we're very excited about that, of course. I don't know the names of the artists that he has. You'll have to go to our website or look at Jimmy Kimmel Live to check that out. But it's going to be great.
Talk to us a little bit about the food, because that is part of this experience as well, is you've got some great venues there and always something new.
Yeah, we always try to use all of the Milwaukee vendors, the Milwaukee food vendors, and as many as we can fit into the grounds. And we want to make sure it's a great deal, so we're very careful about the portion size and the amount of money that they're charging. But we always try to get the best restaurants, the best new restaurants. This year we have Bel Air Cantina, which is a great Mexican restaurant. And also have, you know, all the Botana's Mexican Grill, and we have the Charcoal Grill and Chubby's Cheesesteaks and Flannery's and all kinds of great, great restaurants. Mater's, which everybody loves.
And Sazes, too.
The list goes on and on. Yeah, there's so many great things to get down here. And that's the charm, once again, where you can come in here. We're open from noon to midnight every day. And you can come in here in the afternoon, walk around on the grounds, perhaps sample some of those fine beverages that we sell down here, and also check the restaurants, have a late lunch, have dinner, and go and see some shows. And it's a great party. It's great fun.
It is. Now, you know, this sounds like a lot of a rock and roll and a lot of good stuff to eat and drink, but there's family stuff to do there, too.
Right. We have things going all afternoon for families. We have a children's play area, and there's paddle boat rides and all kinds of things that you can do on the lakefront, because we are on the lakefront. And, of course, we have fireworks on opening night at 9:30, so people should bring their kids down to see that. So we try to do a little something for everybody. The children's play area is great. We've got magicians and all kinds of things. And there's a parade every afternoon at 3 o'clock, so
Fun. Well, we're talking to Bob Babich. He's the Vice President of Entertainment for Summerfest. We're going to give you all the details on how to get there, the cost-effective way you can enjoy the music festival, and much more, all next on 720 WGN.
Unless you show me how.
It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Bob Babich. He's the Vice President for Entertainment for Summerfest, which opens up in Milwaukee this week. Now, there are 11 main stages, 800 artists. So once you pay to get in, the entertainment choices are really endless. What are some of the, so tell me the prices and some of the deals you got going on right now, Bob.
So we have a three-day pass that's still available for $51, which is a great, great bargain. And we have discounts every single day for people to get in. We have a Food for Families Day on opening day. We have there's so many of them. I think people would be best served if they go to our website, summerfest.com, and they can check all of them out. We have a Sunday Fun Day presented by Subway. We have a Red Lobster Day with your show receipt from Red Lobster, and you can get in free. We have a College Pride Day from noon to 3. You get in free when you're wearing something from your colleges. The list goes on, and people should check that out, because I don't want to miss any of those. But suffice to say, there's always a way to get in here free every single day if you want.
Bob, you're obviously the head of entertainment, so you're pulling all this together and booking all these bands. How long does this process take? I mean, are you a year out, 2 years out? I mean, how long are you looking at this thing?
Well, if you look at the amphitheater shows, we're holding acts now for 2019, and of course we're completely rebuilding the American Family Insurance Amphitheater, and that will be a new amphitheater in 2020, and we're talking to artists about that already. So we start that process early. The ground stages, where you're going to find entertainers that are well into the six figures on that starts usually about 2 weeks after we close. So by the end of July, we're already discussing with artists their routing and if they're available to play for us the next season. But you've got to do that because everything seems, in this day and age, everything seems to route early and people are booking earlier and earlier. You know, you can see artists that are already announced for 2019, January, February, they're on sale in some markets. So everybody's kind of cranking it up early these days, so we have to be a part of that.
But there's so many new artists that make appearances. I mean, there's a lot of return groups that come back that are just fan favorites, but, you know, how are you discovering some of these new bands? Are they sending you demos? Are you going to see them? Or you got a group of people that does that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, we do a couple of things. We have an emerging artist series where there are three artists every day playing on a particular stage, and we give prizes out to the best artists there. And we find those when people send us new music and some videos, et cetera, to look at. So we find them that way. And the rest is kind of word of mouth. We've got people out there. I'm not the only person doing this. There's four or five other people in our
sure.
office that are out there looking, especially some younger people, actually, that are out there looking for the new artists that are coming up in the clubs. You try to get the best of the local and the regional and the national. So
love
we're
that.
Trying to hit everybody every chance we get. Because when you realize when you have that many stages and you have 11 days and you're open at noon and you're going to midnight, that's a lot of inventory. So there's a lot of bands that we have to put in here. So we're always scouring out there to try to find the best talent that we can put in for our customers, because we want our customers to enjoy it and to come back. It's another charm of 11-day festival. You can come here on day three. You may want to come back on day seven. You know,
absolutely.
So we're always trying to.
We do that too. It's kind of a hit and run for us. We do the same thing. You're driving from Chicago up 94. Pretty easy to get off at the lakefront there. Parking, there's options all over the place.
Yeah, and people should really go onto our website, summerfest.com, and check our shuttle bus system, because we have shuttle buses that come in and drop people right at the gate and pick them up and take them right back to the shuttle lots. And they're all over the freeway. There are all kinds of freeway flyer shuttle lots. They come in from the south, from the west, and from the north. And people should really use that because it's really a good deal. It's not very expensive. You can get rid of all the headaches. There's not a whole lot of parking right around our site. But if you park in one of those freeway lots, it gets no better than that. Drop you right off at the midgate and pick you up and take you back.
Very cool. Well, Milwaukee Summerfest opens this Wednesday, June 27th. For a complete list of all the bands, foods, deals, parking, and more, you can visit summerfest.com. Bob, thanks again, and I'll see you on the ground sometime this week.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. All right, fascinating story this week about one of Chicago's most historic bridges, and it's up for sale. We'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.
Between us grow deeper.